God's predestination is not based upon irresistible grace. Okay? It's so irresistible. You know, irresistible grace is this doctrine of the Calvinists that teaches, well, because God has elected you, or elected the elect, he's already chosen you, he's selected you, you're already saved before the foundation of the world. You know, the way you come to Christ is that you just have that desire. You just have a desire to come to God. You just have the desire to seek after God. Because their theology teaches that there's two segments of the population. One part of the population is elect. They're born, they grow up, and eventually they'll come to God. Why? Because they desire to come after God. They the grace of God is just irresistible to them. Okay? They're like a glutton walking by the bakery who just, the scent of that, you know, that the muffins or whatever it's cookies or brownies or whatever, they just can't help it. It's just irresistible. They can't help but go through that street, that block, without going in. That's how they view God's grace to the ones who are elect. The second segment of the population are basically those who are totally depraved, okay? And they actually refer to them as reprobates. So this is why Calvinism is actually so wicked. It's wicked because of the fact that they believe that when a person is born and they're not elect, they're totally depraved, they are reprobate, they are beyond the hope of salvation, they can't get saved because God has already elected them for eternal damnation. That's their lot in life. So they're born, they live, they die, they go to hell, and they have no choice in the matter. You say, why is that wicked? Well, I'll tell you why that's wicked, because that would include babies who've been aborted. That would include babies who've been, you know, women who've had miscarriages, those children. That would include children just in general who die early. According to the Calvinists, if they're not elect, they go to hell. And look, folks, when you confront a Calvinist regarding that specific thing there, they'll beat around the bush, they won't give you a straight answer, but that's exactly what they believe. If you pin them in the corner and say, is this what you believe? They'll say, well, you know, God's irresistible grace. Shut up. Just tell me, is that what you believe or not? And you know what? That's exactly what they believe. So they believe that reprobate, that children can become reprobate, or they're already born reprobate because they're rejected from the beginning of time, from before the beginning of time, because they're totally depraved. That's a wicked doctrine, folks. Okay? God's predestination is not based upon irresistible grace, where believers prior to becoming regenerated, you know, they can't help but seek after God. His predestination is based upon being saved. You understand? So he doesn't choose you for salvation in the sense of you just can't choose whether to be saved or not. If that's what he wants for you, that's what he wants for you. He chooses the way of salvation, which is through Christ. But then you have to choose that salvation. And once you're in Christ, once you're already saved, then he predestines you for heaven. He predestines you to have to live a life of blessings here on this earth. He predestines you to inherit all these spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's what's predestined, okay?